Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm your host, Greg Williams, and I'm joined again today by our co-host and wonderful friend, Ms. Adia Wushner of the Kentucky Right to Life Executive Director. And we're so glad to have another Wednesdays for Women, Adia. Thanks for joining us.
It's Wednesday again, isn't it? It comes around quickly.
So. Oh, my God. Faster all the time, yes. Right? Now, I'm giving you this update every time on this show. 691 days since Roe was overturned.
Thanks, God.
Yes, and 638 days since the last legal abortion that we know of in the state. And that's a wonderful thing. But we do know, you said it last week, Adia, there are still a lot of abortions happening. It didn't end it. The overturn didn't end it. It just intensified.
State lines, and it's marketed.
Yes.
The marketing to take a life of a child, the impact of that marketing is just flowing into our state and states like ours around the nation. The outreach and the reach into, especially young people on these chemical abortions are just... Yeah. They're going after them every way they can.
Adia, before I traveled up here today, I was looking at a YouTube video of The View, which is, I'm not promoting that at all. Most of the time it's a horrific and far left show, right? But they had Anne Hathaway, the actress, on there. And it said something about watch what she says and what happens. So I clicked on it and I knew it was about something devastating. And it's unbelievable how far they will go to confirm their own deception that what they're doing, the rights to their own bodies, and completely disregard the life of that baby that God gave. It's unbelievable.
They just set that aside. It's been all about healthcare, all about what they have deemed now.
It's all selfish.
Yes.
They call it healthcare, but it's literally selfish. I'm willing to discard this life just because I don't want it.
Well,
for my
sake. Don't talk about life. That's why we talk about life so much, because we talk about the of course the woman and her child and loving them both. But in their aspect, the child, even they don't even want us to say infant or child or fetus or tissue, whatever they want to, they just do not want to acknowledge.
Right, and I'm not saying the people that go through this. I'm saying the people that promote this over and over again are just completely disregarding the life that was given.
And we talked earlier about deception. It's really a deception to change and reformulate how we think about all of these issues and how we think about women's health. And it should be, to us as women, it should be insulting. We should find it insulting that, for whatever reason, those that want to market death would actually use us.
Well, with that said, let's go back to the foundation and your prayer today, because I know we start where the Lord starts with all this. So share that with us.
I'd like to go to scripture now and begin with Mark 9, 36, 37. Jesus reached for the little child, placed him among the 12, and embraced him. And then he said, "Whoever welcomes one of these children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." As women, in a world of choices and possibilities lie at our feet, multiple ideas of our dreams that are within reach, the choice to be a mother or not to be a mother, to parent or not, and when and with whom to parent. All of these are choices that we can now make as women. We are free to make them, but the choice to eliminate the life of another human being cannot and must not ever be one of them. Together we pray, and help us to continue on our journey for prayerful reflection, that we lift up in prayer mothers who are afraid and alone and unsure of where to turn for support as they find themselves facing a pregnancy that they were not prepared for. In a world of choices, let us be the light in the darkness and the confusion in this world. We ask on this in your most beloved name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Jesus loved children, and we go back even further than that. We know that he knew us before we were even born.
I was going to say, because we all started out the same.
Yep, exactly right. So with that said, I know for me it was my first time to be at a Safe Haven baby dedication box in my hometown now in Nicholasville, Kentucky, and I was thoroughly blown away. I mean, it was fabulous, the event, the ceremony, and I got to hear and meet Monica Kelsey. And that was my first time. I know you know her. Share with our listeners a little bit more about her and some of the things with that.
First of all, every time I had an acute community event, and Monica said that you've been at all of these just about every now and then I can't make it as a conflict or something. But every time that I'm there, it's just the community one. The firehouse, the fire chief, what it takes to make it happen.
Legislators were there, all those in that area.
For those of you that don't know, we work with our chapters, Kentucky Right to Life, in order to kind of help bring this along. We help with our chapters. We give them $1,000 to work with their communities to help bring the baby bucks in. It began with House Bill 155 several years ago. And what's amazing, all this fighting over life in Kentucky, House Bill 155, which was the enabling legislation for these to go in, because there's lots of things about safety and regulations.
Yes.
Didn't have, it was a Republican and Democrat bill. Yeah. As a Republican and Democrat bill that everyone was able to come about on that. So, but the community events and the blessing of the baby box, you know, it's already been tested several times that day. It's been months of preparation installing it. As Monica always says, you let us cut a hole in your $7 million, $5 million firehouse.
Brand new fire station.
Yes, fire station.
That's right.
So, but, you know, her story and what inspired her is her own story. And then she says, when she tells that story, and this is my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So she came, she was also at the dinner, Right to Life dinner,
right,
for Central Kentucky in Lexington
there,
that night.
That same night, last Thursday,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. So, but as she tells her story, and I've heard it so many times, I'm always inspired when I hear it.
Sure. I was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
first time.
And I always begin, you know, sometimes I'll speak like I was speaking there that night. And baby, as a nurse working in an emergency room, we have a baby we named her baby Molly many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I was called to the emergency or downstairs at the emergency room. I was up on labor and delivery, and there was a duffel bag, and no one wanted to open the duffel bag because I think they knew what was inside.
Yeah.
And I may have told this before to the listeners, but as we opened it, there was a tiny baby wrapped in a blanket with a little infant, like a little bear laying on its chest. So the hospital, we named the baby, and they actually worked on the funeral for this little infant. But we called her baby Molly. But I always said baby Molly's mom loved her. She just was, the light was too long and probably too cold, and she didn't know what to do. But you could tell by the way she lovingly wrapped that baby.
Yeah.
And that's really what a baby box is.
She cared for her as best she could. She
did,
just didn't know
she
any
was
better.
In crisis. She just,
right.
For whatever reason, we'll never know.
Right.
But that stayed with me now for over 30 some odd years. And so every time I see the baby box, I think about baby Molly. And that, you know, rather than babies abandoned on the side of the road or in hideous situations, here's an opportunity for a family in crisis, for a mom in crisis, or for a couple who is just not the right time to, and it's not abandoning their child. They're lovingly making a decision.
Right.
So it's almost like an incubator built in the wall of the firehouse for people who aren't aware of it, with alarms that go off immediately. The response time is almost within 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And but as Monica tells her story, and she begins to talk about what she, you know, how she went, she saw these boxes, but it was really in her own healing, because she said she was an abandoned child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her mother had, later she finds out, had been raped, and after she delivered, she surrendered her child.
Yeah.
And so, as Monica
and that
says,
was that Monica.
She says that,
was Monica,
child was me, and this is my legacy. And so, when you hear her and her life's work, and as she tells that story, and how it's impacted her life, and what she, you know, you take something and you turn it around. When she was presenting at the dinner the other night, I was giving her an award. It's called Heroes at Heart. And I went up, and Monica hugged me. She goes, "I don't like surprises." I said, "I know that." So, because she'd had a lot of heartbreaking surprises in her life.
Sure.
But as I said to her, I said, "You know, her mom conceived in 1973. Abortion was illegal at the time."
72.
I was, what did I say?
73 is when it became legal, right?
So, 72. So it was illegal at the time, but there were ways to procure an abortion.
Right.
But her mom didn't make that choice. And I said, in today's world, where everybody said we need to have exceptions for rape and incest and all these exceptions, I said, you could have been an exception. But instead, your life turned out and you've done something exceptional with your life.
Yeah.
And that's the difference.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And that's what her story meant. And she shared it at that. As a matter of fact, people were so excited in Nicholasville, in Jessamine County, they are almost ready to dedicate a second one. I mean, they've got labor donated. They've got gifts from you all and others putting
that
together.
Great?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. To give that opportunity.
And you might think, why does a community need two?
Yeah.
Well, because first of all, the one closest to you may not be the one you're going to go to.
Right.
You may go to the one.
The whole thing is anonymity. Yes. So if somebody in your neighborhood would see you, right?
Yes.
So they would, yeah, gives that opportunity. And you know what? We wish we didn't have to have any of these. We wish we didn't, but we live in a fallen world and a broken world, and people are struggling. And so we want to help them in their struggle and not just say, here's the easiest way, just destroy the baby. No, it's not. Because women, you know this, live with that the rest of their life.
They do. And those deep wounds, we've talked about that before. The other thing the legislature passed this year, we kind of stuck it on, we needed to make a little correction on the baby box bill. Mm-hmm. But we also included, I think we've mentioned this, that, you know, after January or after July, when all the bills go into effect, that every school in Kentucky, every high school, will have the Safe Haven Baby Box poster and 800 number. That we did that legislatively.
So that if there's
a way that young people can communicate that.
Okay, so I know we're getting close on time here, and you've got a couple of other things we want to make sure you wanted to say a little bit about the Right to Life scholarships.
Judging the scholarships. They've come out. I've really been impressed that the young people have chosen these tough issues. You know,
and they got to choose them, right?
They did. Pro-life in the media, rape and incest exceptions, and those questions.
Fetal anomalies, you said, right?
Really thought about it. So it gives you great hope in the next generation when you kind of read what they've written and going forward. A lot of hope there that these are tough issues.
This is why the right kind of education is so important.
Right.
Not just education, the right kind of education.
And why we need to be out there. You know, we're going to be working to form education mentors because they're not going to let us back in the school, but we have to find other ways to.
Until we get school choice passed.
That's true.
We're going to get school choice passed, and that's going to give more options to have schools that will help teach this truth.
We also have to get from pastors to Sunday school teachers. You know, I have the Inspired Women group to get everyone more comfortable in this conversation again.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep those things in mind. We'd love to have Monica on at some point in time. Plus, we've got a couple other ladies I know we're going to share in the coming weeks, and we'd love to have them on as well about these same issues.
I have a father, too, who... spoke with his, we're making a commercial with him. We're just inspired his daughter not to have an abortion, even though she had been a victim.
Good for him.
And he said, it struck me when he said to me, someday when we look at the child, we won't see the face of
the circumstances or the person.
Yes, but I will see you and I will see our family and we will see
that's beautiful. That's wonderful.
That's a tough decision for a dad.
Oh, it is. It's a great, that's a strong decision.
Yes.
That's a strong decision, doing what's right. Last thing, primaries coming up 3 weeks from yesterday will be the primaries. And so on May 21st, I know you got a little bit to say about where they need to go to find that information.
Yes. Now you can go to, if you're kind of confused, you can go to govote.ky.gov.
Okay.
But remember the primary is on May 21st, but there's other opportunities.
Right.
There's absentee voting and then there's early voting.
Right.
They're different. Early voting is basically, you don't have an excuse. You can just vote early.
Right.
And that would be on the 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's early voting.
Right.
Absentee voting, in-person absentee voting, and you have to have an excuse, like you're going to be out of town or something.
Yeah. That's a couple weeks before that,
yes,
right?
Yes, the 8th, the 9th, 10th, 11th.
Right.
So, but just note that there's an opportunity in primaries. We don't turn out well in the primaries in Kentucky, and they're very important.
The primaries are primary.
Yes, that's primaries are primary. And you're choosing
those
individuals that are going to be your voice in Frankfort.
So also go to call 502-895-5959. That's the Kentucky Right to Life office, and you can get a voter guide there as well and talk to Adia and others. So we want to thank you for joining us again today. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Thank you, Adia, for joining me again.
Greg.
Have a great day, and God bless in the love and lordship of Christ. I'm Greg Williams with Adia Worcester, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.